From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. State Representative David Gallegos of Lee County, through his attorney, filed a class action federal lawsuit against Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Tuesday for violation of New Mexico students' rights to get an education, especially here in Southeast New Mexico, where students are not allowed to participate in the hybrid phase, instead continue online learning classes. The governor has claimed that Southeast New Mexico counties are in the red category, which she claims is a COVID-19 hotspot. State Representative David Gallegos.
We've been looking for a while to see what we could do to slow the governor down. We're hoping to find someone that had a federal lawsuit instead of a state, being that she seems to have control of Supreme Court here. And we found one. So Blair Dunn is the lead attorney. He's out of Albuquerque. And I was up there last Thursday going through some things with him. We pushed out on my Facebook and other means of looking for people to participate in this lawsuit.
Most of New Mexico schools in the green category are already in the hybrid phase.
But what we're asking her to do is just to look at it from the district standpoint, not from a state, county, or city standpoint, that the COVID issue should be a smaller group.
So now the waiting begins. The city of Carlsbad has been awarded just over $1 million for the small business grant program, while Eddy County received just over $900,000. The city of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner elaborates.
I think most businesses just want to be able to reopen, but I think this CARES 2 Act, if applied correctly, can be helpful to some of our small businesses here. And
the qualifying small businesses should have about 50 or fewer employees. Also, the business must be headquartered in the state and have annual revenues of $2 million or less. The city of Roswell Air Center has become a major hub for international airlines to park their planes for storage and maintenance, which is bringing in thousands of dollars in revenue. Last week, New Zealand Airlines agreed to park 8 of its B777s. And beginning today, another international airliner will begin to park its planes in Roswell. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai.
The first two planes from Copa, C-O-P-A Airlines, the national airline for Panama, coming here. They're expected to bring up to 30 of their Boeing 737s.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.